Begin the current daf Maseches Erev and daf Ayin Dal. To begin on the base, begin to taste the muscle. To begin towards the Gemara, Mavoi an alleyway. To Tidei Echanachi that once I had a non-Jewish. So the link that how could you have used this Mavoi if not for the Isser to live with as an individual with a non-Jew? Because the Gemara said if you have one side of Nachi, one side of Yisrael, you cannot make an Erev. So this explains Pirish. What this means to say is that the non-Jew has on one side he has Batim houses Vechatzeris. And a courtyard, Betide Echad, Yisrael, buys Vachas, and the other side has a Jew, a house in the courtyard. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that Eima Arvanoi Seder Chalainz Vachulu, that you cannot go ahead and make an Erev through the windows, etc. Well, B'Seif Masik, the Gemara ultimately concludes that Mishum de Asalas is Yachab Makam Nachai. Because you're not allowed to create a situation of an individual with the non Jew, Vakama, which the Gemara is explaining the way Rashi says it. If there are other Jewish homes open near that Jewish home that are psukim l'shus ram, they have an opening to the rishus ram, but they don't have an opening to the mavi. But there are windows between those Jewish houses opening up into that last Jewish house that opens up into the mavi. What the Gemara is saying is that they cannot make an erev through their windows one with the other to claim the mavi, to take their vessel out to the mavi derech pischot shel zeh, through the opening of this last Jew, she pasuch l'mavi, that he has an opening to the mavi, and the reason is the Gemara concludes in Mishum da'asa la de'yachad b'makam nachi, we're not allowed to create a situation where there's going to be an individual Jew living with a non-Jew in that same mavi, that he shouldn't come to learn from the actions of the non-Jew. Lefikach lo ya'arvo elu imoy, therefore these other Jews should not be ma'arv with him to carry through their windows, and so therefore they're not going to use the area with him in the mavi. So he's going to be the only guy using the area in the mavi. Oh, so then it's again, it's a yachid b'yarm and akanani shleir gendo b'yeh. It's saying he's going to be afraid to be with the non-Jew, that he might kill him, and therefore he's going to leave, which is the objective that we're creating over here when we're saying that they should not be ma'arv with him. That's kach pesha kuntus. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. Bavim taimer. Taisus says that it sounds like that if not for this reasoning, that the Gemara concludes, that the Erev actually would be effective, that they could utilize the Mavoi, these houses that only have an opening to Rosh Hashanah. And Tosfos asks us to take a second look. It says, wait a second, Afilia Arvu Yachad, that even if they join together the houses that open to Rosh Hashanah with that other house that opens up to the Mavoi, Eich Yumutran L'shtamash B'Mavoi, how is it possible that they would be able to utilize the area in the Mavoi? Ho'in kan el'chatzah ha'chashal Yisrael ha'psuch l'mavoi. There's only one Jewish courtyard opening up into the Mavoi. V'lo'y mishtu b'lech v'kara. And then no one could use this Mavoi, because you don't have two chatzeres opening up to be permitted with lech v'kara, because the chatzer is shol nachri l'chashiva, because the courtyard of the non-Jew is not significant. The leish madira, because it's not called halach as a dira. So how could anyone use this area when you have only one chatzer open up to the Mavoi? That's just what you could say is, this whole thing of batim chatzeris, that you have to have the plurality of chatzeris opening up to be permitted of alech v'kara, is only for alech v'kara. But the v'turus ha-pesach, mi'yuchen latir, but you could permit a mavi to be carried over there if you make a door frame, either pas dalet or a board that's for tvachim, either beis pas and mashra mekan and mashra mekan, or if you have two boards, even just a minute amount on either side, and that would be a crate, creating a situation where it would be permitted mavi. And that's what it's saying, but still they should not join together, because we want him to be an individual and not be there with a non-Jew by himself. Now, Voi Morbus says, is how you could explain that this is that we're saying that the dira of a goy is not considered a dira, and that was the question Taisa had, so wait a second, how could they have joined anyway? Says Taisus, the lamai de maskinam, because really truth is what the Gemara concludes, the time of the Rav, that the reason of this halacha of Rav is mishum da'as alas yachem makam nachem, because we don't want to create a situation where there's going to be a singular Jew with the non-Jew, severely shot, but actually really holds the dira is nachri shmad dira, that actually the dwelling place of the nachri on the other side of the mavai, shmad dira, it's considered dira le'inyan, regarding this halacha lichashabat mechatzeis psuk montaychei, that it's considered as if this houses and courtyards in the plural open up into that mavai. Although you don't need the utility of the nachri to be admitted with a lechi v'kaira, still to create it in the bat v'chatzure, that would be sufficient with that of the nachri. Additionally, Tosfos explains a different problem, actually. Although even if you're going to say that they could be ma'arvin through their chaloinus with the that last Jew that opens up to the Mavoi, And we'll consider it as Bat Mechatzeris, like the two approaches in Taisis. Either you don't need it because they have a past Dalad or whatever, or like the second approach, that the Nachri does work for that. But still, the Nachri itself, the fact that he opens up, he makes it forbidden on them. And that's his Taisis, because anytime you have a Nachri, you say that he can't join in the Erev and he's a blocker. Still, Yichayim Lahaskir. They could rent the rights for him, so he's not going to create a problem. Oishema and Taisis, or maybe Yafil is seriously in the talk of Blizmi Yaakov. Actually, according to Blizmi Yaakov, maybe you don't even have to go ahead and do a rental, because according to him, that when you have one Jew living with a Nachri, actually you don't have to rent. Because the whole chashash was only when you have two Jews that they might stay. One's not going to stay. And here you have only one Jew opening up into the Mavi with the Nachri. And as Taisis for once, he says, wait a second, although you have the Jewish houses opening up into that last house, but since they cannot get into the Mavi only through that house, they all consider as one individual entity in regard to that non-Jew, and they're actually, you wouldn't even have to go ahead and do a schiris. Wait a minute, Morba says the re. That the truth is that even if there were many houses, and every house was opened up to the courtyard, but like Abi Mavoi, have a kol b'nei chatzar achas yichidim b'makom nachri. Every member, although they have separate houses, but it's one courtyard, they're considered as a yachid b'makom nachri, who is in the other chatzar, and they share the one mavi. Because kamei b'chatzar shesh b'nachri b'yisachat shal Yisrael, just like in one courtyard, that there's a non-Jew and there's one house of Yisrael. The Einay says for Blazim Yaakov that it's not forbidden according to Blazim Yaakov, Afiliyash, Harbi Israel, and Ba'is and Ba'is. Even have many Jews in that one house. But if it's since it's one house, Kula Hashibi Yachid, but Makam Nachri, don't consider it as Yachid Makam Nachri. Say here also, we're going to consider this whole Chatzir, even though there's many Batim in the Chatzir, but since it's only one Chatzir, therefore it's going to be considered as a Yachid, B'makim, the Nachri, and therefore according to Blazim Yaakov, you're not even going to have to do a Schiris. Now, Taisa addresses another point. This that Rav says that they, regarding this halacha, that they shouldn't be ma'arvim through the chalonos, through the windows. So why are we picking specifically that they're opening from one window into the other and not through openings? So Peshbukhan does Rashi explain, Rashi says, yeah, just because it's not common to have doorways, you don't have your neighbor have a door open up at the house, a window would be more common, so therefore mentions that of a window. But the repairs, we actually explained the Davka Chalonis Naka. No, it was specifically mentioned as a case of windows. Because the Oz Aslar, that's where we say it's forbidden for them to go ahead and be Ma'arv with that Yisrael. Because Sheyesh Locha, Sheyiftach, Zeh Hador B'chotzer. Because then that's where the concern is, that this guy who lives, who has the opening into the courtyard, he's going to be confident B'shchenov with his neighbor, Shem HaMishtam Shneimai, that use the area with him. And then the Yisachir Makuti b'mavi. Then he will seclude himself with the kuti in the mavi. B'yaskina hakuti, and he's gonna make the kuti be old. V'lam yesh p'sach meinem. But if there's an opening between them, the mutlar, then you actually are permitted to go ahead and be ma'arv. The halacha of Rav only applies when there's windows. Why? Because the mirtas hakuti tuva. Because then the kuti is gonna be afraid. V'lo yiskena, and he's not gonna be mazikim. V'yazikena hakuti was the word before. Then the kuti is going to harm him because he's going to be confident. But if there's openings between them, the mutlav actually they couldn't be ba'arv. Why? Because the mirtas hakuti too, but the kuti is going to be afraid. The loyzikan is not going to harm him. Because they could come easily through the openings, and therefore specifically this halacha was chaloynis. That's they can't, because then he's going to be confident and they're not going to be common because there's only windows, and then he will harm him. And maybe Riraya the Dafka Nukat Chalainis. And the Ri brings a proof that specifically this halacha, we said that they shouldn't go ahead and join together with him, was specifically through the windows. The Mashmo, because it sounds like the Chalainis should be in Bais Labais Ma'ir. They were talking about that they're windows that are between the houses. And the reason why is Medika Amar Derech Psach L'mavay. From the fact that the Gemara's wording is that they shouldn't go ahead and be ma'arv one with the other through the openings into the mavoi, the hainu, pesach abayis, pesach achatzer. When we're using the plural, derech psachim, we mean the opening of the house and the opening of the chatzer. Now, diva chaloynis mibatim l'chatzer ari, because if you think you say we're talking about that there's windows from their houses to the courtyard, which including in the windows is also a window from the house to the courtyard, and from there they take out from the courtyard and from there to the mavoi, That can't be, because if that would be the case, shouldn't it have said through the openings? Should it said in the singular through the opening to the mavi? Like el pesach achatzah, we only have the opening of the courtyard. Now that we said this, that we're talking about the windows, that there's only windows between the houses, and that does not include the window from the house to the courtyard, so obviously that we're talking about specifically windows and not openings. And that because iderch psach name os la'arv, that if you would think to say that, yeah, like Rashi says, that even if there was openings, it would still be forbidden to make an air of all the houses together. That might not catch a psuchim labayis, tefim psuchim lachatzin. Then why he's saying specifically that there's openings to the house more than the openings of the chatzir? Could have said this halacha with the windows that open up to the chatzir. Rather, it's like we said, specifically with windows, that specifically through windows have been into Mima'arv, like we said, because then you're going to rely on them, but really not going to be able to come, and the Kuti will harm him. And therefore, that's why we mentioned, since we're only talking about windows, we spoke about the openings to the house more. In other words, that it was better for Rav to tell us the halacha when open up to the house, when opens up to the chatzah, from the bain bayis u bayis, derech lasas chalens, because yes, since we want to tell you that's through the houses, that is the norm to make windows, as Rashi explained. But regarding openings into the courtyard, ain't derech lasas chalens, then you don't usually make windows, you make openings. And therefore, he couldn't have told us in that type of case, because in that case, then ubupsachim sharlarv and openings you could have made it like the Ri explained, and the Gifford therefore explains this, the wording we see is also meduyik, like the Ri says, of that we're saying this, the wording of the Gemara of the psachim is come to tell us the openings of specifically the windows, because that's from between house to house. Tinek says the master begins towards the Gemara. Havimin, I would have said time of the Rab, the reason of Rab is Mishum de in Mabi v'chulu, because you don't have the halacha of Mabi, etc. Shes can explain that how do we understand Rav according to this Havamin? Because the Gemara initially thought to say the reason of Rav is because you need Bad Machatzes Pesukim LaTeichai to be Midah Olecha B'Kayr. So Taisa explains that the fees according to this Ein LaHamid B'Chatzar Achas Nachri B'Chatzar Achas Yisrael. So you can't say that there means to say that on one courtyard is a Nachri and one courtyard is a Yisrael. Why? Because the Mekain, if that would be the case, that Vilma Arvin Derech Halayin is Lichash Bad Pesukim LaChatzar, that even if they make an Eir, all these houses through the windows to be considered as these houses open up into the courtyard, still the mob is not going to be permitted with lechav v'kayr because the inkan lechatz achas shel Yisrael. You only have one courtyard of Yisrael with many houses, and that wouldn't be sufficient. Which the idea over here is that because Tosis disagrees with Rashi in the explanation of the Gemara, according to Rashi, as we'll see at the end of Tosis, that the Eruv is effective in making them considered as if they open up into the chatzah. So it comes out that in the chatzah of Yisrael, there's many houses. It's just that Rav is coming to tell us that the dwelling of a guy is not considered as a dwelling, and therefore you don't have two chatzers. And that's actually, as Rabbi Tamil explained at the end of Taisis. But at this point, Taisis understands that Rav is coming to tell us 2 points. One is that the houses do not combine together to be many houses in one quarter through the Erev, and also to tell us that the deer of an Akum is not considered a deer. But it's not possible that Rav is telling us that is two halachas, only a situation that if the A would be effective to make it as one, then it would be sufficient in the courtyards of the Yisrael, but if the Dira of a Goy would be considered Dira, then that would be sufficient with the courtyards of the Goy, and therefore Taisis continues, and he says this point, so therefore then you only have one courtyard, and again, so that wouldn't be sufficient. But like more of another reason that you can't explain that is talking about that you have two courtyards of Yisrael and Nachri because the Maikama. So then, what are you saying that it's not considered Batav Chatzeres Pesach L'Teichai? Because the Dira is not Chalish Madir, because the dwelling of Nachri is not considered a Dira, but Afilish Madir, but even if it was considered as a Dira, Ema Benitim Lech B'Kayra, still the Mabu Napi Melech B'Kayra, Kibin Ema Arben Derech Halayin, since you cannot make an Eiv through the windows that the two houses, that should be considered as two houses in the courtyard, and then then you have in the courtyard of the Yisrael only one house, and you need, besides two chateris, you need two batim. And rather, obviously, we were going to explain that there's tuma by a mavi, should see the echad harba chateris ubatim shanachi. That on one side, there's many courtyards and houses of a non-Jew. And on the other side, has harba chateris of Yisrael, and many courtyards of Yisrael. And every courtyard is one house. Elish psuchim derech halayin is batim chabayi shabachatzah. It's just that the open through the windows, the houses to every house in the courtyard. The kamash malan. That's what I'm going to tell you. The aim mav is a nitim lech v'kara. That this mav is not going to be a nitim lech v'kara. From the dira is nachir lish madira because the dwelling of manach is not considered dira, and therefore his chatzes and his diras are not considered part of the count. And while dechalayin is nami ema arvin, also through the windows we don't make an eiv lahach shabbat and besuch matayche, that we consider as if the houses that they have an eiv, as if it's open up to the chatzer, and we consider as if we have many houses in every chatzer. Now, based on this, b'hadin nakat chalayinus, the Ma'ariv Rav picks specifically that the windows are opening into the houses, and he didn't say that there are openings, doorways. His lashmin is coming to tell us, d'loimibay, we're not to tell you, mesh pesachim in kol bayis bayis, that if there are doorways between every single house, that the mother is not going to be a permanent relech b'kayra, shenach shom kibayis echad, because they consider it as one house, k'dam Rav le'elik, Rav said, on daf ayin gimlo b'beis, b'lech k'shnei batim l'chatzer, and therefore you don't have two houses in the courtyard, and therefore you cannot have said doorways, because then Rav wouldn't be telling us the primary chiddush he's trying to tell us. Additionally, Tesis explains that this study is saying, in ma'arvin, b'loy me'bayinami, we just don't have to tell you, im lo'yir v'der chalin shabinim, if they didn't make an air between the windows, they're between them. Shein shnei batim l'chatzer, you don't have two houses in the courtyard. Kimishen hetzer tashma shabayis achisen, because there's no permitted utility to the outer house with your inner houses through the openings that they have. And b'lo shayich l'mavi, therefore that doesn't pertain to the mavi. Ela fila ir v'derech halein, but rather what we're saying is that even if they made the air through the windows, tahasha sheikh kula bat mavi, where now you have that all the houses have some application to the mavi, sheikhum lehebi al day ruben chamtei l'mavi, because through the air that they have between the windows and the houses, they could take their objects to the mavi, b'lo mashu lo air v'nam kichad. And at the same time, the air does not make them as one, like we mentioned, Rav Salocha Navayi Gimel Beis, since they don't open up to the mavi only through the windows. And therefore, that even though there's an opening between each house, you consider them as one without the Erev. Still, if there's no opening, it's only a window, then it's not fit to consider them as one, even when they make an Erev between them. And now, from the fact that it's not going to make them as one, on the other hand, however, but there is an Erev through the windows, so then seemingly you should say that they should join as if they're on the chatzer. And that's his place. That's what Rav's coming to tell us. We don't consider the house is opening to the courtyard as when they're opening them into the house, even though they have an Erev. Until the actual houses have an actual opening into the courtyard. Another approach to Taisis, why we're picking specifically then windows and not doorways, is because they might psuchim batim zelzedek pesach, if the house would be open one to the other through doorways, through the Erev, then the two houses would be considered as if they opened them to the courtyard. Because although the outer one, its primary going out is not through the houses to the mavi, only on one side, but through the openings in the Erev, that we consider them as part of the mavi. But if there's only windows, then we're not going to consider them as part of the mavoi through the Erev. And again, that's what we're talking specifically through the windows that we're not going to consider as valid. Now, Rabbein Tam Pirish, Rabbein Tam, he explains that mavoi should see the echad nachir b'chulum, and this is like for Rashi, that a mavoi that one side has a nachri, etc., this case of the Gemara, gam lefi ahavimina ayri, that also according to the ahavimina, we're told mavishain nikim chatza achas nachri, there's only one non-Jewish courtyard and one Jewish courtyard. Like the more comes out according to the conclusion. That's because according to Rabbeinu Tam, Rav's not coming to tell us that the air is not effective to combine the houses like the re-understood. Rather, the opposite. That actually, through the windows, actually, we do consider them as two houses over them to the courtyard. The Ein Ma'arvin. So then, what's this halacha saying that you cannot make an Erev through the windows? Not because it's not effective to combine them, like we said up until now from the Re. No, to the contrary, that even if it is effective, because Mishum the Dira is not Kalish Madir, but since the dwelling of the Nachri is not considered Dira, also like Elachatza Achas, so you only have one quarter of Yisrael. Now, Bahad the Nakad, so this that Rav said, Ema Arvin Derech Haloinus, specifically, you don't make an Erev through the windows. But like, not Ema Arvin Stam, it didn't say that you just don't make an Erev. And even if you have many houses opening up into the courtyard, Aslashminu is coming to tell us, because the Avamavishne Tid of Yisrael Kai Gavna, because if you would have actually this Mavi on both sides, Yisraelim, not a Nachri, but rather Yisraelim, Shein Kiyim Bayis Echad B'chatzah Bayis Echad B'suruch L'derech Alim, that if you only have one house opening to the gorge, you have one house opening up through the window, that actually, and this is Rabbeinu Tam's Shita, not like three, that Batma Chatzah is Kriyim, but that to the contrary, that's actually coming to tell us that that actually would be considered a house and courtyards opening up into it. And therefore, we said specifically by the windows to tell you that truth is that through the windows, it is effective. It's only over here, because on the other side of the Mavi is a deer ba'akum, which is not considered a deer, and therefore it's not considered a chatzir, p'suchim b'teicha. Now, and then Tais has to explain, Rabbeinu Tam says, v'avgav d'le'el gabi chatzir, now though previously in daf, ayin gimel beis in the previous daf, regarding the courtyards. Chatzirin ha'psuchah zulazul kechad, we say when they open one to the other, we consider them as one chatzir, regarding the counts of chatzirois. So if that's the case, so how are we combining the houses to be as two houses if they open one to the other? And additionally, we come on. Later on, Shmuel also says, when you have 10 houses, open them one to the other. Have a cool look at that for the 10th house, all the other houses are like a gatehouse. And all you need to have is that the inner one puts an Erev and it's sufficient because all the other houses don't have to join in the Erev. So then how could you combine the two houses to be like two houses in the Chatzir if they open one to the other? So that says Rabbeinu Tam, Hasam Lefish Einlem Pesach Achal Shasarab. Those cases are different because there's no other opening into the Rosh Hashanah. But kulam yitzim derech Pesach Echad, they're all going through one opening. In the case we're discussing over here, they have a different opening to the Rosh Hashanah. Then asra chatzah the chashiv batim. Then the chatzah can be forbidden because it is considered as houses. Now, but the Rosh has a difficulty with Rabbeinu Tam's interpretation because the Ma'akamah, what's he saying? If from over here that lo yadana batim chatzir is kamam. That the Gemara says, oh, we needed both teachings. We would have thought at least you need both teachings because if from here, oh, we wouldn't have known how many houses and courtyards. And that has to re on Rabbeinu Tam's interpretation of Ma'alei Dana. Why wouldn't we know? Kiven de Eim Arvidar Chalonis Nakat. Since you're telling me that the words were said that you can't make an Erev through the windows. Lashmina to tell us, the Abbot Tidashay Nam Yisrael, we explained from Rabbeinu Tam, that if the other side would be of Yisraelim. That you would have two courtyards and two houses through the fact that that house is joined with the other house through the windows. That niter b'lech v'kar would be permitted with a lech v'kar. So therefore you already see this halacha that's based about the base chatzeris. And therefore you know how many houses it is and how many courtyards. So what are you saying that you wouldn't want to know that? Whereas it says, according to Ri, it makes sense what the Gemara is saying that I would not have known how many chatzeris. Because Shapir, she explains, the Ma'ari Dika Chatzeres to Nachum Yisrael Tuba, that actually there are many courtyards of the non-Jews and the Jews. Now, the Gemara Tam, who says the Havamim was just like Maskana, and therefore, according to Ri, it makes sense why we would have said we wouldn't have known how many courtyards are necessary. But Aydishlev, this is now a different interpretation. Now, like Rashi, now like Gemara Tam, to explain the Gemara. The Havamim, time of the Rav, that we would have thought to say that the reasoning of Rav, Mishum De'imov and Nitim Lech V'Kar B'chulu, the Gemara says that a Mav is not permitted unless with a lech b'kar, unless you have batmach says b'zuch m'teichai. Now, Rav Mefarshin, that we would have explained that the ikar tu v'chatzer is a batm d'nach b'Yisrael, that there's actually many courtyards and houses of the non-Jew and the Jew. V'ein kim chatzah achash Yisrael, but there's only one courtyard of the Jew, ha'pesuch l'mavetzer, that's open up to this mavet. V'ashar in p'such l'mavetzer, all the other courtyards not open up to this mavet. But kamar, and that's what Rav's coming to say, da'adei chaloyne, she'iptuch l'mavet, through the windows that they're open up into this mavi, lo yilu l'cheshem p'suchas mavi. The fact that they're open up with windows, that's not sufficient to be considered open up to the mavi. Ella the pesach gomer has to be a bona fide opening. That's how we would have understood Rav's halach. Now, additionally, Tais says, but madur kama pirush Rabbeinu Tam b'ni acher. In the first version, Rabbeinu Tam actually gives a different interpretation of the Gemara. The Gemara says, mavi shetidech nacher b'chul. If you have a mavi that one side is nacher, etc., that she mavi kula chater shel Yisrael. That the mavi is actually all courtyards of Jews. But it's just that at the top of the mavi, on one side is a non-Jew, and his opening is into Rosh Hashanah. And the other side is also a Jew, who also has opening into Rosh Hashanah. But Kamar, and that's what Rav's saying, is the ima arvin shechein of Shal Yisrael, how Yishab Reisha Mavi imoy. That the neighbors of that Jew, who he's at the opening of the mavi, across the street from that Nachri, that they don't join with him. Der chaloyne should be named through the windows between them. So that through the Erev, they could take out their Kalim to the Mavai. The Asalas Yachim Makam Nachi, no, because you not only make an individual in the place where there's a non-Jew, which is, that he's alone with him in the Shasarab. And when they don't make an eruv with him, so yistim piskel etzad Rosh Hashanah. So then he's going to close up his opening that he has towards Rosh Hashanah, because he's going to be the only one then with the nachri. Beyond the piskel etzad Mavi, he's going to make his opening towards the Mavi. And based on this, betida echad nachli revusa. This that we're saying that on one side is a Jew, one side is a non-Jew, is saying a chiddush. The afbish reich of the Mavi mafsik b'neim, even though the width of the Mavi separates between them, still we're considering him as a yachid b'malkam nachri. But koshkin b'shnei betzad echad zel zem. Sure, if they're on the same side, one or the other, for sure, we would have this concern of a yachid b'malkam nachri. Now, additionally, Taisa explains the based on this, the words of the Gemara, that having the time of the Rav v'chulu, that would have thought to say that the reasoning of Rav is because he holds that a mav is not permitted to lecha. We can't tell you about the chazes pesuk mitaych. What this means to say is v'amem mefarshe achi, that we would have explained like this, that you have a mav should see the chanachi. One side is a non-Jew and the other side has a Jew. Shekol chazes shabem mav, that all the quarters in the mav, which means they open up to the mav mitzad echad nachrim. On one side are non-Jews and mitzad echad Israel, on the other side are Jews. V'yesh bin kol chazes rishal Yisrael, and you have between all the quarters of the Jews chaloynis pesuk mitaych, the windows open from one to the other. Bekamar. And that's what Rav is saying. The Ema Arvin Yachader Chalaynis. No, they cannot make an Erev through their windows. Kedei lehaknes ulahitim echatzasein derech pesach l'mavir, to carry between their courtyards through the opening of the mavir. Because the Eitz Erev, because that Erev leimah boy din matlan. Because not only is that not going to permit them, elegam a mavir atzmai shahayim utl talta boy imlo Erev. But then actually the mavir that which up until now was permitted to carry if they did not make an Erev together. Hashashir, but now they made an Erev together. Actually, now they can only carry with from Dalad Amas, because actually now that through the Erev, they actually made it worse. Why? Because through the Erev, now all the courtyards become one courtyard. Now you don't have two courtyards, quote, for the Mavi. And the reason is because the other side, the dearest Nachalish, my dear, because the courtyards, the dwellings of the Nachal, not considered dear. But without making it between them, then they consider as two quarters. Although they're open one to the other, but they're like a pesach. Not like Rashi would explain that even without the Erev, since they're open up one to the other, it would be considered as one. And now this interpretation, not like the other interpretation of Ben Tam, which he explained previously, by the teaching of Rav, because the previous interpretation was Ben Tam in a later version. So Taisus told us four interpretations in this Havmina of Rav, that you have on the one side many courtyards and you have houses of non-Jews. On the other side, you have many courtyards of Jews, and every courtyard you have one house open to it, and the other ones are open up into that house through the window. So it's telling us two chedushim, that the other houses are not counted from the count, even if they make an Erev with that house, and that the courtyard of the Nachri is not counted from the counting, because if that would be the case, that would be sufficient with the Dira of the Nachri. Rabbeinu Tam, as Taisa ultimately explained, from the Madur Basra, he explains that the Yisrael only had one Chatzar, and the Erev is effective to make it considered as if it's two Batim, and that opening up to the Chatzar. But the problem is that the Diras Nachri is not considered Dira, so although you have Kamabatim, but you only have Chatzar Achas. A third interpretation Taisa brings is that on one side you have many courtyards of a non-Jew. On the other side you have many courtyards of a Jew. And it's just that you have only one that's opened up into this Mavri, and the rest are opened up into this courtyard through windows, and they made an Erev. And that's what Rav's coming to tell us, that the Erev is not effective to consider them as if they're all open to the Mavri. And also, it's coming to tell us that the courtyard of the guy is not going to be counted in the counting of the two chatzers. The fourth interpretation, which Rabbein Tam from the Madur Kama from the first version, he explained that on one side you have the courtyards of the non-Jew, and the other side you have the courtyards of the Jew, and all of them are open up to the Mavi. It's just from the fact that they make an air between them through the windows, then now they become like chatzah achas. And since you don't have the chatzah of the guy, because it's not considered dira, so you only have one chatzah open to the Mavi, and therefore that's where it's going to be usher to carry into that mobbing.